Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. A robot war. This is really happening. They're preparing for it in Great Britain. I mean, for 3 years, they've been running these drones, these robotic drones, over Afghanistan. As a matter of fact, we're going to go there now and take a look at what's been going on already, but they're going to begin to combine all these efforts, it looks like, to be able to have a robotic war. Let's take a look right now.
Thousands of miles from Helmand, this hangar is where some of the deadliest attacks on the Taliban are launched. Each cabin is a ground station for the RAF's Reapers, in flight thousands of miles away. They're the most high-profile and controversial of Britain's unmanned aerial vehicles, known by most as drones.
Unmanned systems vary in size, from the tiny, like this Black Hornet, through to the relative giants, like the Army's Watchkeeper. One thing they all have in common, though, the MOD is at pains to point out that there's always a man in the loop. They're not what you might term autonomous, and most are just used for reconnaissance. Certainly these two are. Some, though, are armed, and they do fire their weapons.
From the safety of Lincolnshire, pilots support troops on the ground. They can watch potential targets and take their time deciding whether to engage. And they do it day in, day out, rather than in the pressure cooker of a brief tour.
What it does mean is that we build up a big knowledge base and experience level of operations in Afghanistan. I've been flying operations now for 3.5 years, and many of my colleagues have a similar experience level, and that makes a big difference to the service we can give to the troops in Afghanistan.
The Ministry of Defence has changed tack on unmanned systems. They've started talking to journalists about them, stressing that there's nothing sinister.
I think unmanned air systems, or as we prefer, remotely piloted air systems, bring a huge range of operational benefits. They're able to assist, they deliver unparalleled intelligence, surveillance, reconnaissance, and when necessary, precision strike. On that basis, I think they're here to stay.
In British use, the Reaper is principally a reconnaissance asset, getting key detail to the troops on the ground. The sensors on board can tell the difference between the suspicious, the entirely innocent, and the downright hostile. And when it comes to it, the Reaper packs a lethal punch. The Army's Watchkeeper is unarmed, but no less use in keeping tabs on the Taliban. And the Royal Navy too is embarking on a voyage into the unmanned. The Scan Eagle is now operational in the Gulf.
We may be investigating contacts that have missiles on board and potentially would want to shoot down a manned helicopter as it approached to get identification. We would now be able to send in an unmanned system like this, always with a man operating it. However, it would be doing the dangerous task of closing to get that identification.
But while the RAF is soon to double its Reaper fleet to 10 aircraft, there is a snag in terms of their future after Afghanistan. Unmanned aircraft this big are not currently allowed into UK or European airspace.
We need to be clear that we have to maintain the really high levels of training and experience that we currently have. So as long as we do the right things over the next 18 months to make sure that that capability is available to be used whenever and wherever it's required, then we've done our job.
It'll be harder without flying hours though, won't it? I mean, you'd have to keep flying it somewhere, surely?
And at the moment, We have a footprint in the US which allows us access to training ranges in the US. So there are always options available to us, and our job is to make sure that those options are as open as they can be.
There's no question that drones, as most will continue to call them, remain controversial. And this new openness is an attempt to dispel some of the myths that surround them. But they've become such a key part of the battle in Afghanistan that there's no question they're here to stay.
I love the way he said it's non-sinister, but yet the name of the thing is called the Reaper.
Hello.
And for some reason, I saw people deteriorate when they shot the folks. And that seems pretty, something flying through your sky that could do that to you.
Yeah.
So here are some of the robotic drones that they're going to have, and some of the equipment. We just saw some of these things.
Yeah, this says the Royal Navy will hold its first robot wars in October. These are land and sea. Another thing you're seeing here is that the demonstration, another image, will feature the latest in autonomous system technologies. The technologies will include vehicles and sensors that operate in the air and on the surface and under the water.
So it's in the air, on the surface and under the water. All robots.
All robots. All controlled with
these are like gamers. Joystick.
Absolutely.
Doing war.
And they've been doing this for years now.
Oh my goodness.
For years. HDMS Diamond is pictured during an exercise called Joint Warrior, which is held biannually. And I think this is interesting because, you know, the United States and South Korea were just they're getting ready to do a massive military exercise. And now you have Europe, you know, England doing this robotic wars. Like, what is happening? Meanwhile, there's Middle East, you know, it's in huge turmoil with Russia, Syria, Israel, of course.
What you find when you pull the human element out of war, you're more quickly go to harm people. You hurt people because you're not really feeling the pain that you're causing folks. Right. They call things like collateral damage. We call that like my mother just got killed because of your plane flying over my house. And the value of life, hopefully we'll talk about in a future program, but life is valuable. We used to value every life, but now it seems like just the taking of a life is all the way from the womb to the grave. It's just amazing what's taking place right there. But a robotic war, think about it. Robots to fight wars. Why people have joysticks, those little sticks. And he said for 3 years he was flying over Afghanistan, and you saw what happened.
There were, gives a new dimension to modern warfare, not to mention what we've talked about in a previous program regarding the new super soldier.
Yes.
You combine all these things happening in the world today, it's getting scary.
And some of the prophecies, too. I think it was Ezekiel that saw what looked like locusts. Well, you get these robotic drones. They have them all the way down to the size of a mosquito. And you can imagine, that, but they're computerized. I was like, this is way above my pay grade. But
cameras.
You know what? If you trust God, if you trust God during this time, and that's what we want you to do, we want you to go to iabide.org and begin to abide with the Lord. Because he said, this is what Jesus said, you can't do any of this unless you abide with me. Mm-hmm. But if you abide with me and my word abides in you, you can ask whatever you wish and it'll be given to you. A lot of people want to abide, but they need a simple plan to do that. And we have it for you. We send it to you in your email immediately. It's at iabide.org. Request your free plan today. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.